Okay, so here's the thing. I've been really horny and pent up the entire fucking day. And you know how long it has been since the last time I had sex? Really fucking long, let me tell you that. And what's worse? I know my pronunciation right now is shit, but I don't give a fuck, honestly. If you listen to this and you can understand what the fuck I'm saying, good for you. I don't fucking care. It's been, what, more than a year since the last time I fuck a guy. And that time, I was the goddamn virgin, so of course I wasn't gonna do anything risky. I didn't want to scare the fucking guy away. It was the first time I got laid. I wasn't gonna be like, hey, I'm a virgin, but I wanna fuck you in the ass. But I really have enjoyed that. You have no fucking idea, he was so fucking hot. He had a great ass, and when he moaned, oh fucking God, when he moaned, I just melted inside. The kinkiest shit that we get to do was blindfold him and fuck with me on top. So, not really kinky at all. Unless you count the blindfold, but I wasn't. I wanted to tie him up. I wanted to tie him up and fuck him in the ass. I wanted to make him moan. I wanted to finger him until he was squirming and moaning and begging for me to let him come. But I never got to do that. I never got to do that to anyone. And right now, I'm really fucking tired because I have all this sexual frustration and no one to get off with. So, I'm gonna masturbate until I am somehow satisfied. But it's not the same, it's not the fucking same as to have a guy under your body screaming and whining and saying, yes, miss, please, harder. Oh God, I would pay for that. Honestly, I wouldn't give a shit, I will pay for that. Oh. And I don't live alone, so I don't get to masturbate like a Christian woman that often, you know? I usually have to keep quiet, and it's not the fucking same because I love being loud. I love being fucking loud. I think that's quite a bad habit that I got from listening to you guys. Because most of you men out there, at least the posters, love being loud. Girls also love to be loud. I mean, I listen just a couple here and there because I wanted to know how to do this shit, you know? But then I realized there's no one way to do it, and I realized that my way to do it is not the same as most girls. Mm-mm, I don't wanna get fucked. I don't wanna call you daddy. I don't wanna beg you to make me come. If anything, I want you to call me daddy. I want you to moan like a bitch because you're my bitch. Oh God, I wanna make you my bitch. Oh God, fucking damn it! Oh, I wish. At this point, I will get satisfied with a cock to get off, you know? Fingers are not enough. It's been, what, more than 7 years masturbating. I started when I was quite young. I always been a kinky bitch. But for everyone else, I'm just a regular, good old girl who loves missionary and cuddles. And don't get me wrong, missionary and cuddles, it can be good, depending on your mood. But my mood right now is to have a guy choking on my strap-on with his, oh god, his lips parted and just begging to hug him and then begging me to take his ass and make him mine. Fucking damn it. Ah. Oh, in my last audio, I was being sweet and gentle. But I'm not actually like that. I mean, I am. While I'm wearing clothes. Yeah, I'm very sweet and almost too needy when I'm being romantic. I'm the kind of girl that will tell you I love you one and again in the same hour, just because if I do, I do, you know? If I actually feel it, I do, and I want you to know it. But between the sheets, I don't give a fuck about feelings. Between sheets, I just want to make you mine. Because you are mine. And only mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. I cannot hold my phone like this. Fuck it. From now on, it's so about me. If you get to listen, good for you. Fuck. Oh. I've been thinking all day long. Oh god. About my crush, actually, not just any guy. He has also great ass. I think I have a type. Don't you think that? I have a type. I want a guy with an innocent smile and beautiful eyes and a great ass, and I want to pound his ass against my bed. Oh god, yes. And I want him to whine and beg and just drool all over my pillow because I'm making him my bitch and he loves it. Yes, he fucking loves it. Oh god. Fuck you. Oh god damn it. Oh god. Fucking damn it. Oh, I wanna fucking choke you. Oh, I wanna choke you while I fuck your ass. Oh, I'm not really that into choking, but goddamn it, right now I will fucking choke you and I will slap your ass and I will fucking fuck your ass. Oh god, I have neighbors. I have neighbors and they might be listening, but. You know what? I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. Oh god, I wanna come. I wanna come. But I wanna come listening to you coming. Oh, you coming all over your chest. I wanna fuck you in the ass. Oh god, that's just my biggest kink. I bet you can tell. I didn't even like laughing that much Well, this is not sex, but you know what I mean. During sex, before, until, I found out this fucking place. You guys ruin normal sex for me. Vanilla is not enough. There's this one poster. Oh my fuck. This are you're getting to know me a little bit better with these guys, and I'm getting to fuck myself, and I think everyone is winning right now. I don't know if I can tell his name. I don't know the rules all that well, you know? So I'm not gonna name him. But he was, and he still is, the only man that I will ever call daddy, even if I, you, I know. You, oh, fuck, I cannot work. My brain is. I cannot talk and fuck myself at the same time. It's too fucking difficult. There was this. Again, I don't know if I can say his name, but well, not his name, his username. Oh God. But he's the only man that I will ever call daddy. But he's also the man that introduced me to MSAV. So, oh, thank God to that lucky son of a bitch. Oh my God. Edging myself right now. I just want to come, but I can't help it. I can't help it. Because at the end, I know it would be so much better if I keep fingering myself instead of coming right now. Fuck. Oh God. I really could use a guy right now under my thighs and grind on him. It would be fucking amazing to have a guy to grind on him and tell me to please fuck him already. Oh, fucking love having the house on my own. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I wanna come. I wanna come and I'm gonna come. And if you're listening to this, you're gonna fucking come too. No. Yes. Fucking come for me right now. Oh God. Come. Come, you fucking son of a bitch, come! Yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. I'm pretty fucking sure everyone in the square heard that. In the block. I think the word is the block. I don't fucking care. You know, what's the thing I really fucking like to do right after coming? Keep on going I make myself come again. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Let's try it out. Oh, because I'm so fucking sensitive. I'm so fucking sensitive. I think I can. Oh. Oh fuck. Yes. Oh yes. Switches I came out, but don't fucking question me for a second. If I, oh god, if I had you here, oh, we'll pound it into your ass so bad. I was close, but I stopped. I'm not done with you. So catch your breath while you can. I don't know if this shit is recording even. I don't care. I am so damn needy and so damn horny right now. And sometimes I ask myself, you know, Lorette, if you're so horny all the time, why the fuck don't you just go on a date and fuck the first guy that you met out there? And honestly, I don't fucking know. But you can bet your ass, your sweet bubble ass, bubble butt, bubble ass. I don't know if those terms are like, you know, inter. Like you, fuck it. If you understood what I tried to say, good for you. Thing is, if I don't get some hot piece of ass in like, let's say, a month, I'm probably gonna do just that. Go out there in a Tinder day or something. Don't give a shit about the guy, if he's my type or not. And just fuck his brains out, because fuck this. Fuck being single. Fuck not having sex. Fuck it. How hard is it to find a guy with a nice heart and a good ass who likes begging? Let me tell you, really fucking hard. Oh god. Oh god. I wish I live in the States, because I think I read that you guys make meetings and you, if you want, of course, end up fucking some of the people you met there. And that just seemed really fucking ideal to me. Yet, you know, it sounds like a great plan. To go there and be like, do you like MSUB? Yes, well, I like FDOM. Can I fuck your ass tonight? Yes, my pleasure. God. Oh, God. But here, all the way in the South Pole, we don't have that shit. I mean, I guess if I look for it, I could find something. But as for now, I'm not aware if there's anything in my country similar to this. And it's so damn frustrating. Because, hey, I love pain. It's not something you could put on your Tinder profile. But I really fucking do. Even if I haven't tried it yet. You have no idea how wet I am. Just thinking about it. Here we go again. I'm gonna try to make this one quick because I'm not gonna spend the whole day, well, the whole afternoon here masturbating. Although it sounds almost like the perfect evening. Oh god, yes, that's it. And the funny thing is that. Even if I am like so shy in the real world, it took me literally an hour to ask the only guy I ever fuck if he will let me take him to the bed. Oh god. I'm not shy, I'm just not this open about my kinks, I guess. But, oh fuck. No. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, this is gonna be so unnecessarily long. I hope you enjoy it nonetheless. Maybe I'll cut it. I don't know. I don't feel like editing, you know? I think I'll stop the recording and I'll upload it. Oh fuck, yes. I want every single guy out there who loves to suck cock, either if it's a strap-on or a real cock, to left a comment saying, "I love sucking cock." I just want to know which country I have to fly to to get a guy to fucking suck on my cock. Oh god. If I have to save up and travel to another goddamn country, I will do it because honestly, that's the fucking hottest thing in the world. Shit. Oh god, oh no. Oh, and I would love to be your first, you know? I would love you to take you by surprise. Any day of the week, really. Not in a sort of special, oh god, date or something. I will just get home with a box. I'll put it on the living room table and I will ask you to open it. And there, it will be a fucking strap-on. And maybe some lingerie. Oh, yes, some lingerie definitely will be in there. I wanna fucking see you on a pair of lacy black panties. Oh, god, yeah. And a bralette. You know, those with, like, roses and, oh, fuck, and a little bow tie. In the middle. I think those are called bralette, actually. I would love to see a guy wearing one of those. But I mean, like, really see one, not just porn. I'm getting bored of porn. I wanna fuck a guy with a bralette and a fucking pair of lacy panties in the ass so hard until he comes. Oh. Oh, I wouldn't even touch your cock. I would just fuck the cum out of you. I'll pound your ass so bad that you wouldn't have a chance. You will come all over yourself and I will force you to eat it. And you will fucking love it. Oh, fuck. You will fucking love it. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh. And then I will ride you. But I won't let you go. I'll ask you to suck my tits. Oh, you wouldn't be allowed to bite. No, no, I'm the only one who bites. You nibble, you suck your leg, you can pinch but not bite. You're not allowed to bite. I'm the only one who bites. I will bite your neck, your chest, your fuck your. I will fuck you. I will fucking bite your lips. And I will suck your cock. So good. I've been told I'm good at sucking cock. At least I got that out of this. So uneventful fucks I had. And I will suck you even better than I suck him. I will suck you like no one has ever done. I will. Fuck it. I will just ride you and use your soft cum. After I fuck your ass, of course, because that's first on the list. Fuck. Oh God. Damn it, yes. Sometimes I like being quiet, you know? Just bite my lips. But I will love it when people do that even more. Back to the guy I fuck, the only one, because I'm that much of a vanilla bitch, although I'm full of kinks. That time I baffle him. I ride him and I lick and suck and bite his neck. Oh, I bit, I think. It's a positive bite. I'm a perfectionist, guys. I will be constantly wondering if I'm saying things correctly and probably saying them completely wrong. But, oh fucking damn hand. Oh yes. Oh yes. He had a weak spot in his neck and I found it and I started just going down on that point and that spot and oh god, the sounds he made. Oh, fucking music. Oh, a goddamn melody to me. And I will honestly do anything to get a guy to moan like that for me again. Will you moan like that for me? I know I sound rough, but I'm honestly better than this. I just love to fuck ass and you guys come. Even if they're not supposed to. I would love to call you my little boy. Oh god, yes, I would love to call you my little boy. And you will call me Miss. You will call me Miss. And say, Miss, can I come, please? Oh god, I wanna come. I wanna come. And I will just fuck you harder and tell you no. Because I love being sweet, but I also love making you suffer. Oh god. I need to come. Fuck. Fuck. You wanna come? You wanna come? You wanna come from me? My good little oh boy wants to come for me. Oh god. Oh, then come, baby. Come for me. Come with me. Come with me. Come with me. Oh god. Oh fuck yes. Come, baby. Come for me. Right now. Right now. Come.
Daddy, come for me. Fucking dead, yes.
Well, I bet my entire neighborhood knows that I came twice today. I said a bunch of shit there. I'm not even gonna edit it, you know? Fuck it, damn it. If you like it, you like it. God, I need to clean myself up.